America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For plenty of time for Jaden. Throws over to the middle, into the end zone. That is caught! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Terry McLaurin, back-to-back weeks for a score in the fourth!
Get your happiness in now, Commander fans. It's all coming crashing down eventually. That's what Bobby and I are here to tell you right now. Sean and RJ here in the van. Sean will be here. We got a text a few minutes ago.
Is he on vacation?
He's not on vacation. Said maybe a few minutes late. Gas problems.
What?
And I don't know if that means with his car or he's just farting a lot.
Well, what are we going to do about this?
Nothing.
It's been an issue.
With what?
Him showing up late.
That's
and
not an issue.
It's like, you know, you just wonder, like, you know, what? How do you approach this so that he understands, like, you can't keep doing
right.
this?
Can't keep coming in late.
Like, you can't just keep hanging people out to dry like that.
It's like, Monday. It's a meeting day.
It's like
Monday.
Do you even care about your coworkers?
Oh, you know that's what I mean? We're going with. Absolutely. he'll be here. He'll be here. He's got gas problems. I don't know. I don't know what that means. It could be just.
I think it means the car.
Car?
I think it means the car.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever known Sean to use the restroom.
No.
I don't think I've known that. Commanders 42-14. They beat Arizona, and it's getting scary out there for the NFC East. With what Jaden Daniels is doing, an 89.5 QBR, a completion percentage. Let's see, what's 26 out of 30? That's like 88%. And it's dicey.
Is it dicey?
I mean, look, I have my I think that he is better than I expected him to be in the NFL. I didn't know what to expect. I wasn't in love with him at LSU. I thought he was a good player. I thought Michael Penix should have been the Heisman Trophy winner. But I think he's good. I just didn't know that he was this accurate. I knew he was a good player. He was never this accurate. I mean, he didn't have games at LSU like every game where he's, you know, basically got a 90% completion percentage.
Yeah, look, I'm going to be completely prepared to say I was wrong about Jaden Daniels if Jaden Daniels proves me wrong. I don't feel like we're definitively there yet. Like, I've had a lot of people the last couple weeks jump into my Twitter mentions or X mentions, however you want to say it. And they'll say, you ready to admit you're wrong about Jaden Daniels? You ready to say this? It's like, look, he's been good. Hey! It's like, he's been good. But
He's been great.
No, but right.
Yeah,
but
he hasn't been good. He's been great.
But to me, I'm also, at this point, I'm asking myself, I think a legitimate question to ask at this point is, how much of this is Jaden Daniels? How much of this is Cliff and Cliff getting back into the NFL and coming with more elaborate schemes? And then how much of it is a blending of the two? That could be the explanation as well. And look, he was a top three pick for a reason. He's very, very talented. But I mean, I do think that a lot of credit here already goes to Cliff Kingsbury.
I think it's mostly Jaden. I just generally would deflect to the player. But, you know, you could also, there also is a part of this that you have a new player that the league has not seen, that none of the players, none of the defensive coaches have seen. And it's just, there's a growing period for them too.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know how to guard him. They don't know how to play against him yet. And the league will adjust and he'll have to make adjustments. And that's when you find out who the real player is. Good morning, Sean Sharif.
What is the difference with like gas availability in the morning compared to like the afternoon? Because I drove home Friday, and then like right before I pulled into my house, the gas light came on. So I didn't remember that until this morning.
You didn't leave the house all weekend?
I don't go in my car.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I don't go in my car. Got the kids.
Yeah.
The car seats are with the wife. So I go to the usual 7-Eleven before, you know, stopping into work, and no gas pumps are available. They're like sitting there, and it's like off. Only Supreme. Like the first two are taped off, only Supreme. So I'm sitting there, and I try to put in the Supreme. The gas pump's not working. Then I circle around to another one. The gas pump's not working. Then you think that you got your credit card still open on the first one. You go back, you check that. I'm like, all right, no gas is coming out of this. I'm going across the street to another gas station, and their like availability is limited.
Hmm.
Very, very weird. So I put in like $10 and then I'm racing here. And then of course, the whole world is up apparently at this time now. So 75 packed and jammed. So, but I've run into that a couple of times where it's like pumps aren't working at 5:30 in the morning.
I'll be honest. Did you run into that pre-2020, Sean, or did that maybe start sometime in the last 4 years?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Normally, I'll get the gas beforehand, but I was texting Bobby and Peyton before the show. I was like, hey, roll on Philadelphia. Hey, I think you forgot to send your email to everyone. So I'm not counting this because it was not a sleep. It was not an oversleep. It was a gas problem. Look, so I'm not counting. I almost texted Peyton. I was like, push the commercials to start at 03. So I'm not technically late.
Just respect your coworkers. That's all we ask you, Sean.
Yes.
Just show some respect.
I didn't even park in the garage. Raced up here. I was like, I might be able to get this. But then there was the girl in the elevator I had to stop on too.
I told you. That's the quick. Because you guys always ask me why I park up there sometimes. It's like, I'm getting in here kind of tight sometimes, and it's quicker. It does save me a good minute or so because of the gate.
But I texted start with the Commanders because I was thinking a decent amount yesterday that the Cowboys are going to end up third in the NFC East. I think this is a very real possibility. Now, look, there's been times, you know, every team is going to be hyped every single year, but I'm pretty quick to say the Giants hype, forget it, it's BS. The DC hype with some of their quarterbacks in the past, forget it, it's not happening. This one feels a little bit more real. Now, they went on the road, they beat Arizona. Arizona is what they are.
They've been competitive this year.
Bobby sent a text to the group thread. It was me and Bobby versus RJ and Peyton. What would you pick tomorrow? Cowboys, Commanders. And I would pick the Commanders to win that game. I would set the spread in my own mind at 7.5.
Yeah.
DC favored by 7.5. And I would pick them right now by like 8 or even 9-10 points.
Yeah, I mean, the Commanders right now, they are averaging 170 yards rushing per game. They've scored an NFL high 10 touchdowns running the ball this season. Jaden Daniels is playing really comfortably within the offense. He's not turning the ball over. I think that that's the exact type of team right now that if you go up against Dallas, you feel like, oh, we've got a game plan to attack him. We know exactly how to go after these guys.
Robinson, he was running all over the Cardinals yesterday.
Yeah, and this is the setup that they have right now is they've got a really strong, efficient offense that they're running at the moment that I don't think I don't think Dallas would be able to slow down. And so right now I would pick Washington by double digits if it was in AT&T Stadium this weekend.
Remember last week I was trying to figure out what your CeeDee Lamb angle was. I'm trying to do the same thing now with Kingsbury, and I'm trying to figure out in my mind whether you're trying to give that credit as I walked into the conversation more to Kingsbury versus admitting being wrong on the player in Jaden Daniels. What is he doing so far that has surprised you or that you did not see at LSU, which may have been hard because he won the freaking Heisman?
So Kingsbury, I think a lot of times whenever people hear about, you know, offensive concepts or forward thinking concepts and
like,
and
why is Kingsbury that different from Lincoln Riley?
It's not. It's that they kind of come from the same system. It's not a San Francisco system. That's what I was about to get at, is that I think a lot of people these days hear offense and innovation and the way they challenge you, and they think, oh, that must be they're falling in line with the San Francisco scheme. They're falling in line with the, you know, McVay, Shanahan's guys like that. Typically, Cliff has not been. Cliff has been air raid. It's been the Hal Mummy. It's been the Mike Leach. It's been Lincoln Riley. But you can tell Cliff definitely, during his time away and during his time as like an analyst at USC, did pick up on some aspects of the run game from some of the Shanahan concepts that he started blending in. He still is pretty stubborn relative to the rest of the NFL in terms of motion. Like when everybody's talking about motion and forward thing and forward thing. Okay, well, Cliff Kingsbury, who's one of the more respected minds offensively in NFL circles, he still does not use motion very often at all. Like he wants it looking pretty static for the most part, and then they take advantage of things based off of that.
Meanwhile, yesterday, Peyton was firing the cannons all day long.
A second and goal from the 2-yard line. Far side hash moving left, right under the pirate ship of that north end zone. Mayfield directing traffic. Trip receivers to the left. Looks that way. Throws that way. In the end zone. Caught ball! Touchdown, Tampa Bay! Mike Evans! Fire the cannons!
33-16. They took them out of the postseason last year, and yesterday was not a contest. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers roll the Eagles to drop them to 2-2.
Do we need the where exactly it is on the field and relative nature to the pirate ship?
Fire the cannons!
This is right under the seats where the Ranger fans kept stealing Aaron Judge's plaque.
Tampa's a team which is very difficult to figure out. Like they go.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Into Detroit, and they whoop them up, and then they go to Denver.
Yeah.
And they get blasted by the Broncos, who played an ugly game the following week in bad weather. They're a very difficult team to figure out, but they're clearly a playoff team.
This is a very difficult league to figure out after yesterday. There were a lot of games yesterday where it's like, Wednesday's going to be hell figuring out power rankings for me, because I don't know how to feel about any of these teams right now. But the thing that you can definitively know right now is that Philly's defense is bad. That's a bad defense. Like, how much can I judge their offense right now when, okay, Lane Johnson's missing. They haven't had A.J. Brown for a few weeks. Devontae Smith isn't playing. Like, if I were to roll into a game and say, hey, we're going to be missing Zach Martin, CeeDee Lamb, and Brandon Cooks, nobody's expecting Dallas to be very good offensively in general. And those guys, you could make an argument, especially the Cooks to Devontae Smith comparison, are completely different. But the Eagles are just awful defensively. That's been an issue for them all year. 31st in rush yards per attempt. They're actually worse than Dallas, giving up the run.
Baker started 12 of 13 at one point, and at one point in this game, it was 172 to nothing with total yards.
That's not a
172 to zip.
It's not close. Not close at all.
12 plays for the Buccaneers went for at least 15 yards. One out of every six plays they had in this game, they went for 15 yards or more.
Could you imagine real quick getting 8.5 for a carry from your running back and losing by 17?
Pepe, what is the early return out there in Filthy as you're spying this morning at the request of a few Tolos?
I mean, they're blaming everyone but the fans, basically, at this point. I mean, they said there's a quarterback problem, a head coaching problem, a little bit of offensive coordinator problem, Kellen Moore shots. The callers aren't happy, so there might be some things to pull with Phil at radio.
All right, so spying on Filthy coming up a little bit later on. Let's talk about our next opponent as the Indianapolis Colts were taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Anthony Richardson gets hurt in this game. Acho calling out the Colts staff. I texted Sandler because Anthony Richardson is his fantasy quarterback, and I'm like, Richardson's hurt. He was holding his hip. And then he was still in the game a couple plays later. Like, I was trying to find the edit / undo send on my text, and I couldn't do it with Jared. And it ends up, I didn't need it because they've run him like on a QB sneak or a QB run right after that, and he ends up being gone for the game. So there's Joe Flacco in the game for Indy as they hang on versus Justin Fields just running around.
And Fields, I mean, Fields had a big day, 312 yards there, but also like the fact that Joe Flacco just goes team to team now, and he's going to wind up dragging another team to the playoffs this year.
Oh, you ruling Richardson out for a while?
I don't know. Hips scary, but like Flacco's, I mean, I'm not sure that Indy wins that game if Flacco's not in there.
Did he ball out?
I mean, the numbers look pretty good.
He played all right. Yeah, I mean, he played well. I think the thing that's concerning for me is that
67 QBR.
Look, Pittsburgh loses this game. They were getting mollywopped for most of the first half, but the thing that you
because
have to watch there
when Flacco came in, I mean, it was really the story of the second half was Pittsburgh coming back.
Yeah,
he did end up with two touchdowns.
Richardson only threw four passes the entire game. Like that was crazy that it was that low that early.
Yeah, I think even though they lose this game and they fell down big, I think if you're a Cowboys fan, you have to feel worse probably about the Steelers now after watching that game yesterday, because it's like, okay, Justin Fields showed you something that you haven't seen him do typically. Like, he showed you he can kind of go, like, be in a position to throw them into a contention, and he can do it. He was able to run the ball. They were, having success with a lot of different route concepts and a lot of different things with George Pickens that they don't normally even attempt. And so I think that you got to feel a little bit more hesitant, because you're like, okay, it's not going to be all defense necessarily. Pittsburgh might be able to do some things offensively that cause problems for you. TJ Watt, one pressure on 21 snaps across from Braden Smith.
Look at that.
Career low.
Choppy.
There you go. Finally. Well, Bobby admits that TJ Watt's overrated.
Oh, wait for 840. You're going to be eating your words, sir.
How screwed are the Cowboys with the terrible double whammy that hit them over the weekend? No Micah and no Tank for how long? Inside the Star with Sean, RJ, and Bobby next.
Jackson stands 5 yards deep. He'll give it to Henry. Right side, big hole. Henry across the
20. Oh, he's gone. 30.
Leg race, 40. The Kings in midfield and rolling, 40. 30. He might. Go. He could. 20. 10. 5. He will go all the way. Touchdown, Ravens. And this house is going wild right out of the gates. 87-yard touchdown. Listen to this.
And this game triggered Dallas Cowboy fans last night as the Baltimore Ravens improved to 2-2 and handle the Buffalo Bills on Sunday Night Football. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean Treif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider Bobby Bell with you. We got Pepe, and we're live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Baltimore jumping out to the big lead early on. There was a little brief moment in this game after Josh Allen had a miracle throw down the right sideline, but Baltimore stomps out the Bills 35-10. And Derrick Henry, obviously with the long run on Ravens radio, he ends up with 24 for 199, 87 of that coming with the one that he broke on the first possession.
A beatdown in back-to-back weeks for the Ravens. Just a assert your dominance, impose your will type game. They did what they wanted, and you know they decided they are just, they remember they are a run first football team. You know, Lamar played well too. He threw the ball, had some nice throws, but this was about Derrick Henry, and then it was about John Harbaugh not at the very, very end, not letting him get over 200, taking him out of the game, whatever. Should have kept him in, and it was also about me being 1.5 points shy of hitting the over for an entire quarter and not getting it, thanks in part to bad offense in the fourth and a missed field goal.
RJ Ochoa with the comparison tweet. All three Cowboy running backs through week four, 65 carries, 235 rush yards, 3.9 a carry, one rushing touchdown. Derrick Henry through week four, 80 carries, 15 more than all the Cowboy backs, 480 rushing yards compared to 235, 6 a carry compared to 3.9, and 5 rushing touchdowns. So again, my big problem, we may have to take 2 running back losses on this show with Saquon and Derrick Henry. My problem with the Derrick Henry thing was not checking.
Yeah.
Not checking to at least see how low. They said we didn't want to insult him. We didn't want to insult him by coming in with a very, very low number. And I'm like, hey, man, at least call and be like, what would you be willing to take? You at least have to have that conversation.
Yeah, and you know, as I looked at that number last night, that 480, and we thought about the Cowboys and not even wanting to reach out, but they went ahead, they bring Zeke back. Do you think Zeke, who I think right now is at 85 yards on the season, does Zeke hit
almost 100
for the season Derrick Henry's week 4 total? I don't think Zeke gets to
199.
No, in terms of his cumulative 4 week total, I don't think Zeke gets to 480 this year.
Oh, yeah, I would say no.
He's on pace for about 400 right now.
Yeah, because like
I think he'll have a 15 yarder.
Okay, because like you know, most running backs just like you know they'll break one for 60. He's not going to break one. Like there is no breaking one. No. They're breaking one for him, like you said, it's might be 15. Yeah, it may have already been broken. His breaking one. Yeah. He's Curtis Martin without the consistency. Like he's not going to break a 50 yarder. Curtis was not going to do that. That's Zeke what he is right now.
Oh, Zeke was Curtis Martin 3 years ago. He is
Brandon Curtis Martin.
Bam Morris now. Slower Bam Morris. That is who he is at this point.
So that was Derrick Henry with another Jerry Jones reminder for all the Tolos. Let's go inside the star here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Micah Parsons with a high ankle sprain. Ian Rappaport says he is going to be reevaluated in 7 to 10 days. He's going to miss the Pittsburgh game, quite possibly the week six home game against the Lions. The Cowboys, thankfully for this, have a bye in week 7. Then you have Todd Archer yesterday saying DeMarcus Lawrence is worse. He's dealing with a Liz Frank. That's what Brian brought up in the Dallas Cowboys postgame show. But the bones were not displaced. He will not require surgery. He could need 4 to 8 weeks to recover and is likely headed to injured reserve.
And that's the tough part of this is, you know, with Detroit coming here, that's an NFC game. You know, Pittsburgh, whatever, you know, the AFC, if you're going to lose them, lose to the AFC. But the NFC game, and that is a run-first team. And not having two edges out there, when you're already at missing, you know, you're already down Sam Williams from the start of the season in camp. it's just a very tough spot to be in. And, you know, you want to be able to get pressure on Fields. You want to be able to contain him on the edge, and you want to be able to get pressure on Jared Goff. And if you don't have Micah out there and obviously not having Tank, that's a big, big loss.
Yeah, historically, I'm going to have to go I'm going to have to go look and see how it has looked the last year or so. But I know that in the past, it was a stark difference what the defense did production-wise between when DeMarcus Lawrence is on the field and when he was off the field. Like, whether it be him missing games or just the snaps where he's off the field, whatever else, they have been... They routinely give up like a yard and a half more per play when DeMarcus Lawrence isn't on the field. So Micah, big impact player, obviously, but I think losing both of these guys is obviously massive. But Lawrence is somebody who I think is more integral to team defense operating the way that it has consistently.
So Neyland, one of the names to replace for Tank, the other replacement for Micah?
Carl Lawson.
Cool.
Golston.
Sure. That,
those are your pass rushers. Golston, Carl Lawson, Marshawn Neyland. I mean, I'll text Randy. I'll see if he's up for playing.
Randy White.
Just see if he's up for playing.
So Micah and Tank gone. How long are you getting a feel on Micah's absence length?
Micah probably back for San Francisco, I think. And so that would be he misses the next two. Pittsburgh and then misses Detroit. Has the bye week. Gets a chance to recover and then should be back. But that's the other thing is that those ankle sprains will have a tendency, even once you're back, like especially with edge rushers where they kind of need that ankle flexibility to turn the corner, it'll linger on you for a little while.
Man, see, you know, when Mike is out there, you have to give him attention with extra players on that offensive line or help block. When he's not out there, I mean, that opens up the entire offense.
Who was spying and how much were they doing it against Lamar? And I'm trying to apply that to Fields.
Lamar was, so it wasn't exactly a spy situation. They a lot of times had, like, replacements. So they had, it would be Micah to start the play, and then if they were doing a read option, then it was Micah's job to crash, and then Kendricks or whoever it was, the other linebacker was on his side was, like, the replacement, and all of a sudden they would switch responsibility. So they were doing something called gap replacement where it wasn't as much kind of sitting and spying. And so from that point, it's just, that's a little more fluid what they could do. I would guess a lot of the linebacker stuff that Micah was doing is going to become exclusively an overshown responsibility.
Jeremy Fowler with the tweet. This didn't make Cowboy fans happy either over the weekend. Source called Micah week to week on his high ankle sprain. Despite depleted pass rush, Cowboys are not considering a Hassan Reddick trade at this time due to cost per source. As the Hassan Reddick situation has been an absolute disaster with the New York Jets, so much so that people tried to start the rumor over the weekend Reddick would be willing to go back to Philadelphia. But there's Hassan Reddick not playing.
I mean, look, if Derrick Henry was too much, then Hassan Reddick's going to be too much because he's not going to step foot on the field without a new deal.
Yeah, I mean, that's things that you're going to have to trade for him, then you're going to have to pay him. And I think the Cowboys, who already have trepidation about getting anybody outside the building, I think one of the last people, no matter how desperate they are, they would want to go get is somebody who a trade was made, an agreement was made, and then he was like, no, there was no agreement made. What are you talking about? That's the exact kind of like finicky player I don't think they'd want to mess with.
Jerry Jones was on Friday with the KNC Masterpiece. Great question. When do you think it's time for the owner, GM, to step in and have a talk in terms of demanding more from the team? Owner Jerry, GM Jerry, how do you do it?
Well, if I thought being what you just outlined there and being any more demanding. Now, surely after looking at this thing for 30-something years, you don't realize that I'm not hesitant to speak up. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of visits over the years with every coach that we've ever had. And but I also understand how we built the team. I understand what we're trying to do with an individual player, a young player. And so you can get a situation, you're right, you can get a situation where you shouldn't understand. You should be unreasonable. You shouldn't see the reason why it's happening. You should say, I don't care if what the reason is, I want it changed. And let me say this. If I thought for one reason that me huffing up, me going in, me calling, having midnight meetings, if I thought it would help us get more first downs or get a longer possession on an offensive drive, I'd be over there doing it every day.
Cowboys Giants, by the way, averaged 16.2 million viewers, an all-time high for Thursday Night Football on Prime. Mm-hmm. And Bet Online sent me the Week 5 spreads already. Mm-hmm. Steelers favored by 2 with an over-under of 41. 2-point spread, 41 over-under.
That's, Steelers over-unders have been going up, ironically, because last week was a 40.5, and mm-hmm. it started at 36. This thing opened when it opened in before the season at 1.5. So that's a 3-point swing the wrong way for the Cowboys. Now, how much of that is Pittsburgh? How much of that is Dallas? I don't know much of it. Pittsburgh always seems to have, obviously good defenses, but, they always seem to have 9 wins anyway. I think this has a lot more to do with the Cowboys.
Yeah, I right now I think that if you're looking at where both teams are, you would have to say that Pittsburgh absolutely should be a favorite, given everything that we've seen from the Cowboys. Honestly, I would expect it to be maybe a little more than 2 with both of their pass rushers out, like that they can't do anything. Both of their, edge-contained players are out. That's like the whole premise of going against a read-option team or going against a running quarterback like Justin Fields is being able to have that secure edge. And when both of your guys who hold the edge and keep that disciplined are out, I don't know how they're supposed to slow down the running game this weekend.
Yeah, generally, individual non-quarterbacks don't move it, but when you have 2 out, both position players, right defensive end and left, it's a cluster injury that would generally raise it more.
We have a State Fair ticket giveaway during the 720 Expressway as things have opened up out there for all the festivities. And, of course, we're going to have it today and every single day this week. So we want you to win it as part of the 6 a.m. Club, our best audience of the entire show. 720 State Fair ticket giveaway all week.
Have you picked your day?
No, I have not.
We were deciding. We're looking at weather days. We got to figure out which day we don't have the kids. So it's either going to be this weekend or 2 weeks from now. But we're looking at which one's going to be the better weather. It looks like it's going to be 90 all week.
Why? The kids don't want to go to the fair?
The kids, when they go to the fair, they may not want to go. But when they go, I want this. I want that. I want this. I want that. And I just, no. It's I don't want to buy a turkey leg here and then a funnel cake here and then this there and this there. And they're going to eat one bite and throw it away.
Broke boy. I get it.
It's not broke boy. It's just they don't need it. I got one kid in training, damn it. I'm not going to give all that sugar.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up on the Frank LaFranco injury attorney text line. We'll go around the rest of the NFL. How's the top of the NFC looking? And it is officially the end of the Texas Rangers season, but we can still say we can recap it on the home of the World Series champs for now, next on 105.3 The Fan.
First and goal from the 14. Darnold out of the shotgun, puts Jefferson in motion to the right. He'll go that way to the end zone. Caught! Touchdown!
Are you kidding me with that catch?
Justin Jefferson with a 14-yard touchdown grab. And the Minnesota Vikings lead the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field 27-0 with 5:28 to go in the first half.
You heard that right. Vikings radio with the call. Now, Green Bay came back. They were down 7. Jordan Love ends up with 4 touchdowns. But is there anyone else trying to pump the brakes a little bit on the Minnesota Vikings? They go into Lambeau and remain undefeated. Sam Darnold now with 2 or more touchdown passes in every single Vikings game this year. Bobby, I know you were all over this one.
Yeah, this is getting tough. Like this is starting to, it's harder and harder to discount this team because they are, Darnold looks really good. Like you're waiting for it to fall apart on him and it's not. And even yesterday when they were coming back, when Green Bay came back, it was some stupid, like fluky plays. Like there was a couple turnovers. There was the muff punt right at the end of the first half. That would have been 28-0 if not for that. Then you have the Darnold interception fumble. Like this stuff all came like close with some turnovers. Otherwise, this is just a runaway victory for the Vikings, who Aaron Jones looks rejuvenated. Boy, it would have been nice if maybe Dallas picked up the phone on that guy. It doesn't have to be Derrick Henry. Could have been Aaron Jones. Darnold looks good. Yesterday, there was big plays. Their defense keeps making big, timely plays, which I know, Chop, you don't normally think is sustainable. But Byron Murphy having the pick, and then when Green Bay gets the ball back. He comes right back down and then punches it out. I mean, like Charles Tillman, perfect timing, punching the ball out, recovering it. They're just a really good, disciplined football team.
They, as they would call this in the gambling world, they are a wagon right now. They are a runaway wagon. Wagon's got no brakes. They're just a wagon right now. And there was a drive when Green Bay had cut it to 28-22. And it may seem inconsequential, but this is kind of like, maybe Darnold's not just this flash of the pan. Like, that was a, obviously it was 28 zip and 22 unanswered. And Darnold just, fourth quarter, just puts him on a drive, gets him a field goal. Chews some clock, takes up, 3.5 minutes, not a ton. But he made a couple of big throws to Jefferson. He had a nice little pass to Aaron Jones. Like, he had a good bunch of passes on that drive. Got them a two possessions lead back again. And that was a big time drive in that spot. And this is a really, really good team right now. I don't know how you can't have them two or three in your power rankings.
Two or three only?
I mean, if you want to have them one, you can have them one. I mean, through 4 weeks, they've been the most impressive team.
They are almost, right now, this team, four victories into the season, they are almost cumulatively to the same margin of victory they had the year they won 13 games a couple years ago.
Like point differential?
In terms of that cumulative, just their victories. If you take how much they won their victories by all 13 games, they won their 13 games by 80 points or something.
Yeah.
They've already won these games this season by 55 or something.
That was the year they went like 10-1 in one score games.
That was that fluky game. Yeah. Every single game they were winning by like three. But this is a good team.
Keeping an eye on the San Francisco 49ers. They took on the sorry Patriots 30-13 San Francisco. And this game came with some drama beforehand. Did you see the Brandon Ayuk undershirt video?
I did not see the undershirt. I saw the shorts issue at practice at the end of the week, but I didn't see the undershirt.
Well, I assume it was the same thing. It was a dress code thing. I don't think there's two separate,
it could have been.
I don't think there's two separate Haynes incidents, but there was a video, I think it was from Grant Cohn, the troublemaker in San Fran, and he is filming Kyle Shanahan talking to Brandon Ayuk with what looks to be a procedural thing in terms of dress code out at San Francisco practice. And finally, Brandon's like, fine. And he rips off his cleats and he takes them off. And it looked like Shanahan wanted him to go ahead and tuck in his shirt. And I even looked yesterday during the game, and Ayuk, he's one of those players where the shirt just magically comes undone, I think, during the games. But there's Ayuk throwing a temper tantrum with Shanahan. I don't know if he was asked about it afterwards. I would hope that Grant Cohn or someone else did. But even with a brand new deal, it does not look like things are totally fine with Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
You see it?
Well, I'm seeing this where he's just taking, there's videos like, obviously, I think the one Bobby's talking about where he just rips his shorts off. This is in a practice facility.
Yeah, it's practice on Friday.
It's the same
video. It's just he just doesn't seem right now like he wants to be there, even though he signed up.
I mean,
he just seems like he wants to be anywhere else.
I don't know if he's moody or upset about how like he feels like he left money on the table or whatever it may be. He has not been as good this year at all. I guess
it was the shorts, by the way. He wore the red shorts. The black shorts were the ones that they needed at practice on Friday.
And he was quite catty about it. I was just looking this up because I was curious. I knew he hadn't been as efficient, but he has four games, all four games this season, he's been under 50 yards receiving. Last year, he had four games total that he was under 50 yards receiving. So, I mean, he's already matched what was the low point for his entire season last year, cumulatively, and now he's already there at this point. He just, I don't know if that's missing training camp time or just he's still surly. There were a lot of people who felt like,
what the hell would you be surly about? You got your money. You got overpaid.
His shirt's always out, right? It doesn't matter where it is, and it's always a different color.
I guess it is the shorts that was the issue, but where are the shorts that you're supposed to wear, man? I'm not going to blame Kyle Shanahan for this.
No, absolutely not. Like, I mean, if there's a rules, it's in place. And
do the Cowboys say, like, hey, you have to wear this color shorts today for practice? I mean, I have no idea if that's a normal.
No, like, I mean, they all have different stuff. But, I mean, it, like, in terms of different guys are wearing different things. So I don't know what kind of limitations they would have in place like that. But this is something where it's like, I imagine Kyle Shanahan saying, you just got paid. You've been absent from practice for a long time. We're not going to start off the year with you, like, breaking rules.
Because Zeke will wear sometimes sweatpants when everybody else is wearing shorts. And he just, like, this is what I wear. I'm wearing my sweatpants to get a sweat in.
And Christian McCaffrey may magically be better.
May magically be better. So McCaffrey went to Germany to get his Achilles work done, which is, I mean, Kobe went there, right? He did that thing and he did a procedure in Germany. They do stem cell stuff there that we don't do here in the United States. But now the reports are that it went so well that he'll be able to run on hard ground this week, not just like in a pool or on one of those treadmills that like is a suspension one. So he'll be able to run hard ground already. Like, what in the hell do they do over there? I mean, they're gonna absolutely test him.
Yeah, is it more likely that they have some sort of magic elixir or magic potion, or is it more likely that once again the 49ers are lying about exactly what Christian McCaffrey's injury is like and how bad it is? And they're becoming very Patriots-like in the last couple of years with the way they've dealt with injuries and the way they've disclosed certain stuff. The Brock Purdy thing with his shoulder in the NFC title game, they were weird about handling that throughout the game and then even post-game the way they talked about it. They're very much conceal all information about what's going on with injuries.
Now they're saying they're still going to take their time with him. They don't know. I mean, they'll have him back. They said they will know they'll have him back by November, but they're going to take their time. Like, he theoretically could come back earlier than that. It's just a question of, do they need him? Like, if Seattle wins tonight and they're 4-0, and you don't want to continue to fall behind if Seattle keeps winning, that may play a role in how long they keep him out.
Jordan Mason's second in the NFL in rushing yards behind Derrick Henry, so they haven't needed him yet.
The end of the season is here.
Here's the set and the pitch, and he struck him out swinging on a slider to end the season. The Rangers win today 8-0, their 12th shutout of the year, and finish the season 78-84.
Eric Nadel with the call on your home for Rangers baseball. Nate Eovaldi pitched 7 scoreless innings, and here we are finishing at 6 games under 500.
Was it worth it? Was it worth that final sweep at the end to cost yourself one more spot in the draft lottery odds? I left here on Friday. They were 4.5% shot at the number one pick. And then we wake up Monday morning, it's now 2.4. Because you've allowed yourself to fall behind the Reds with a sweep of the Angels, a meaningless sweep of the Angels. But they are, right now, they're projected to finish 8th. They have the 8th best odds. So top 10 pick regardless, and hopefully they actually get a little higher up, get the benefit that the Mavericks never do in the lottery.
Good luck with that.
They got it last year.
Now, the good news is the White Sox and the A's can't get the top 10, mm-hmm. right? That's great news because they have been so bad for so long. Baseball's got this new thing where you can't, if you're so bad for so long, you can't be in the top 10. So they're going to be out of it. And those are two teams that have worse records than the Rangers do that would have been ahead of them in the odds chances anyway.
So grade this season.
D minus.
Yeah. D.
That okay. D, fine. D plus.
All right. If you're going to say D, then I'm going to ding you a little bit for not feeling like last year was a little bit fluky with the run. You should take into account the rarity of the run with what you expected this year, with no DeGrom included.
Yeah, so the only...
Because we all agree it was a little bit of lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
And you're still going to give that low of a grade.
Yeah, because...
You were expecting them. The beginning of the year, you picked them to what? What did you pick them to do?
I picked them like 90 wins. So, I mean, to me, it's a D because of... Yeah, like obviously.
I guess the more important question is, what did Peyton pick them to do after he nailed it last year?
I believe he said 89 or 88 in finishing
third.
Yeah,
said 1 win less than they did last year.
To me, it's a D because of like why you finished 78 and 84. The offense, like I wasn't expecting that this year the offense would be awful. Like that was the problem, is that a lot of times you got decent starting pitching for long stretches of the season where it was like, man, if you could just hit the ball a little bit, like you'd be okay. And it was just the bats collectively. A lot of people let you down. And that was the thing, is that I thought the fluky thing last year was, oh, the pitching went on this miracle run. And yet then they come into this season and they would have like stretches in May, June, like where they were pitching really well. And it was the bullpen and it was the offense that just completely abandoned them.
My the only reason why it's not an F is because Rocker and DeGrom saved it at the end.
Wyatt did.
Wyatt.
Wyatt played really well.
But, you know, look, I mean, you had disappointments. Wyatt was not what I expected. Now, my expectations were probably too high, and I think all of ours were, and that's our fault. Carter got hurt, never came back. Young was hurt for a large part of the season. Marcus Semien needs to lift weights in the offseason to get his power stroke back.
Seager got hurt
for a time being. Adolis was terrible. I don't know what you're going to do with him.
Jonah.
Low.
Yep.
So it was across the board.
It was across the board. And maybe it was a fluke last year. And that's something that we'll find out next year. But I don't know how, even if last year was a fluke, flukes just get you like 85 to 90 wins. Do flukes actually win the title? Like, that's the career. You know, I mean, something was right about that team. And it just didn't happen this year. It didn't happen. And that was the disappointment to me.
So Mets Braves with two games today.
So here's the scenario today. If the Mets sweep, the Mets are the 5 seed. Arizona is the 6 seed. If the Braves sweep, Arizona is the 6 seed, Braves are the 5 seed. If they split, the Mets and Braves both make it and Arizona sits at home. Which it has to be an awful way for Arizona to be living today. Like, having to sit there and watch these two games. Not know where you're going, by the way. And then having to have no control over this. And, you know, Bassick has talked about this. Doubleheader sweeps don't happen. It's like 30% at most. So it's looking like it's going to be Mets and Braves in the playoffs if they both split.
There is a new number one in college football, and Bobby Belt is not very happy about it. The college football kegger, then a state fair ticket giveaway with a Football Monday continuing on The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like, I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.